Get up, y'all.
This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
What?
These people are so...
These people are nuts.
Never judge a book by its cover.
Give them a fighting chance.
You're a comedian. You make people laugh.
I try.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Now, a feature presentation.
Rock and roll!
Let's do this. Kix 96.9 with JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, June 23rd. Happy Country Stampede Eve, Coriel.
Yes, we had to kick our Country Stampede today. Well, this morning, I should say.
Yeah, right after the show. We're going to pile in the RVs, thanks to Leech, and we're going to head on down.
Honestly, Leech camper sales, not all heroes wear capes. Because...
That is a valid
don't
statement.
Don't get me wrong, camping's fun.
Right. Oh, no, camping's great.
An RV is... Funny.
But not camping for 5 days, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Mm. So an RV is the only way to go. And we're lucky to have those for us for down at Stampede. Good morning, Husker Nick. How are you?
I am fantastic.
You get all your packing done, Coriel?
I actually did, yeah. I was zooming. The thing was, I should have collected things here and there leading up to Aaron Day yesterday.
Oh,
because I just did.
Oh, did you procrastinate a bunch of stuff?
Well, I knew I had most of the problem was I knew I had most of it at home,
right.
So I actually did well. It's just I got a little ahead of myself, and then I got home and I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I made some pasta salad, and I'm starting to make all these sandwiches. And then I was like, oh, the one thing I didn't get that my boyfriend even reminded me on the phone was another loaf of bread.
Oh,
and it was just that one dumb little thing that you can't just improvise.
Yeah, you got to go to the store for the bread. Yeah,
so then
exactly.
I had to leave again for the bread. Dumb.
I feel you because I had to do last minute laundry and my sleeveless shirts weren't dry last night when I was going to pack. And so I had to shove all my sleeveless shirts into my bag this morning.
Yeah, I forgot to grab my comforter out of the dryer. I'll text the boyf.
Make him bring it down.
Anyways, so yeah. I guess maybe packing didn't go well.
I mean, it did all right, except for the bread and the comforter. I think you're doing all right.
I think I'm doing okay.
All right, so we've got ourselves just about ready to go for Kicker Country Stampede. Hopefully you get to come down and join us. If not, there are still single day tickets that are available. I believe there's a few camping sites still available if you want to come down and just, you know what, say forget work, forget this month.
Play hooky. You have been permitted by.
Yeah, there you go. Get down and go
mornings.
Have fun.
Yeah. If you need
go to have a good time.
We could probably do up some sort of form letter, like a doctor's note.
I'll be honest with you. If anyone can talk their bosses into letting them leave for Country Stampede, have them call us.
Yeah.
And we will come up with why you need to come.
For certain. Yeah, it's no problem. That'll be easy.
We're gonna do
just message then. Us.
All right, so we'll get that possibly today.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
We will also have a couples therapy. We're going to help out Dan and Rebecca with an issue they have. We have some Tasty Tuesday stories. It's a carryover from yesterday.
There's some good ones.
Which was really funny. We'll get your I Quit stories. How a principal ended school early and got in some big trouble for it.
Ooh.
And more on...
Wake up, wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
School's out for summer.
Well, right here, it's been out for a little while. Other areas, though, they're kind of just wrapping up their school year. And every kid who hears this story will say, best principal ever, but the parents might not agree.
Okay.
So, Stacy Goldstein is the head of a public school in New York City called the School of the Future.
Ooh.
Is that real?
No, it's really called the School of the Future. It doesn't involve Marty McFly or Doc.
New York has a lot of, it's probably a technology school.
Yes, that's exactly
what it
is.
They've got a lot of schools like that in New York that have those kind of names, man.
I just thought the name was fun. So, but she's catching heat after she tried to end their school year a week early.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
Yep.
She's just trying to get to the future.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to end it in the future. She sent an email to parents last Thursday letting them know there wouldn't be any in-person classes or remote learning this week, which is their last week before summer.
Yeah.
But she said kids still needed to sign in each day from home to satisfy the attendance requirements. And a lot of parents had issues with this, partly because they didn't have time to plan and because kids already had a limited school year, so why cut it down even more?
I think the parents have a point, multiple points there.
Yep. Someone,
I don't know. I still think as a kid, like I would just love to be like,
all right, cool. Thanks for that.
I have to think as a parent because I had two kids.
Well, because you think about this. You got get them to school, get them home from school, daycare if they're not in school.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a problem.
When we had our like weird false COVID thing the first time with my wife, talk about a pain in the ass having to deal with your kids, figuring out what to do to keep them home, how to have people around. Yeah, it's tough.
So
not fun.
Somebody above Stacy got wind of it and nixed the decision. So the school is open this week after all. And Stacy had to send out another email last Friday to let parents know their kids weren't getting any early summer break. She apologized and called the whole thing a miscommunication.
So many kids let down. So many parents celebrating in the streets.
Hey, thank the Lord I don't have to try to figure out
where
to put Johnny.
These teachers are like, suckers. I thought you had the day off. You don't.
Psych. Yeah.
So all of the kids in our area that have been on summer break now for like a month.
Yeah.
Does it count as summer break when Coryell says it's not summer? Why do they call it summer break if it's not summer when they get out?
21 days.
Shouldn't it be like the first 3 weeks are like, I don't know, late spring break?
I guess we should start calling it?
I think that they call it summer break, Coryell? Because it just, you know, the majority of their break happens in the summertime.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like that's where they're going with that.
Like, hey, like right now, are we almost on winter break?
Oh, you'd think, yeah.
No, we're just now freshly into summer. Three days in, fall break.
We're almost there.
We're going to make fun
of you. I'm dying on this hill. I'm not going to back down.
We'll just keep making fun of you. It's fine.
That's okay. That's fine.
Next, go. Next, with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick show.
What's that, Nick?
I said I just like that the hill she's dying on is one that's on every calendar in
right,
the world.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You know, look at a calendar.
Coming up, we'll get to the nitty-gritty for Music City and some good things, too.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. On Kicks 96.9.
Guess what? Country meets Metallica. Yeah. Casey Musgraves has a new boyf, and there's a stellar surprise on the way. From Hardy.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
You can check out the infamous, well, this isn't the infamous wig, I suppose, from the the one Make It Right Monday.
Oh, the smoke show?
Couple Therapy, whatever it was.
Ooh, Coryell.
The smoke show wig. But it's my cool blue wig that I love so much, and one day I will dye my hair this color. You can watch on Facebook, KX969. But let's get to it, nitty gritty. Right. Metallica will celebrate the 30th anniversary of their iconic The Black Album. And part of the celebration includes a 53-track tribute album.
Wow.
The Metallica Blacklist, featuring artists covering the album's 12 songs. Artists contributing to the project include Chris Stapleton, Jason Isbell, and the 400 Unit. John Party, Mickey Guyton, Darius Rucker, Miley Cyrus, Elton John, and more.
Would you like to hear a little bit of it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, first we start with Jason Isbell. That's Mickey Guyton. And coming up here will be Darius Rucker and Chris Stapleton, right here. Different view.
So you know which one's Chris Stapleton for sure.
I was going to say, how does Metallica feel that Chris Stapleton's about to take over their song?
Here's John Party.
Like an own it for himself.
Oh, but
that's
of
John
course.
Party.
I don't know. They should have just had Chris Stapleton do
the whole thing. It's true. I mean, they're
smarter than that.
He just sounds so good.
Chris would have just owned. Like, he'll just take over every song. Like,
he has to do that for us at PBA right in October.
I'd like to hear him sing Requested. For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Oh, that would be great.
It would be ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they're great songs.
The album will be available digitally and streaming on September 10th, so put that in your calendar. And on vinyl and CD October 1st. Yeah, having a vinyl of that, too, would be, like, be amazing. I also think it's cool. The cover of Nothing Else Matters by Miley, it features Elton, Yo-Yo Ma, the Metallica bassist, Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer, the guy who looks like Will Ferrell.
Chad Smith. Would you like to hear a little of the Miley? I do have the Miley,
Do you have the Miley? Let's hear a little bit of that.
Let's see what that is.
She was made for this music.
She could pull that off. So that's what they should have done, is had Chris Stapleton and Miley Cyrus.
It's Miley.
Do the whole album.
Miley Watt, Elton John, Yo-Yo Ma, Robert Trujillo, the bassist for Metallica, and then Chad Smith on drums.
I like out of everybody in there, though, when we were rattling off people's names, the one dude from the actual band, we're all like, and that guy from
Robert
Metallica.
Robert Trujillo. It's hard to say his name.
I specifically just said Metallica bassist because I didn't want to have to try to say Trujillo.
He's not the original. He's the guy who came in
later. He came over from, I remember what band he used to be in, but he was
damn good.
In a big band. He was in a huge band before that, too.
Okay, so Nitty Gritty isn't just about country meeting Metallica. Casey Musgraves was spotted in New York with a new man, Cole Schaefer, and now Cole has made them Instagram official. What?
It's just funny. But forget this cover album. Someone's got a boyfriend.
Well, it's like we spent like 1,000 years on it. Let's get to the real hot tea.
Let's get to the what? Real? Oh, yeah. Wow.
No, very, very excited for the Metallica tribute album, but Musgraves has a new boyfriend. Cole made them Instagram official. The writer shared a picture with Casey sitting on his lap, captioning the shot, quote, "I'm trying like hell not to write about her," with Casey responding with a heart emoji. So that's actually like kind of sickening how cute that is, but
adorable.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So real quick, let's end with an awesome surprise. I never get tired of these. Usually I cry about these too, but I'm not going to today. I'm going to keep it together. Hardy helped a soldier named Richard Kelly, who's been overseas for over a year, surprise his family. He made the family think that they won a VIP package to his concert that included a backstage visit, and here's a little more on the surprise.
We have made his family think that they've won like a VIP thing where they get to hang out backstage, but little do they know, at the end of Give Heaven Some Hell, I'm going to make a little speech about our military and that we're honoring this family, and I'm going to have them walk out to the front and wave to everybody and say, you know, there's a lot of people like this tonight that don't get to see their families or their loved ones that are in the military for a long time. And then Sam or you is going to sneak him out, and they're going to surprise him on stage, and it's going to be awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and then, of course, then Richard Kelly, the soldier, comes walking out, and everyone goes nuts. Do you hear the decibels from that crowd? I mean, we have to play it.
USA chant.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
We're even playing it low, too, so we don't, like, make your eardrums bleed. Exactly. I can only imagine what that felt like on stage. All right, with the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Coryell, and I'm very excited for Kicker Country Stampede with Kix 96.9.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
That's all good things, and we got more good things to start your day. So if you've got one, let us know. We'd love to share the good. Facebook, Twitter, KX969 to be a part of the show.
When I wake up.
Ooh. Wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Tell me something good.
Time for a round of good things. Again, if you've got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, just direct message us with the title Good Things, and we'll add it to the list. What do you got today, Coryell?
Well, today I want to give a shout out to a few organizations around Lincoln that are helping Lincoln's homeless population, those that are have housing insecurities. And with June having some of the hottest days so far, June has been the 10th hottest on record since 1887.
Wow.
So not only is food and like cooler temperatures and shelter and stuff really important, but also water. Places like Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach, they're doing their best to hand out these sandwiches and kind of care packs and stuff like that, and getting out into the community to do that. Also, the People's City Mission, of course, say about nearly 300 people staying at the Mission and its other campuses right now, and that number usually fluctuates with the weather. But just so you know, Matt Talbot and the City Mission and everything, those are only possible with your generosity. So if you feel it, if you feel it in your bones to be a nice human being, maybe, I don't know, donate a few bucks or get some pellets of water next time you're at Sam's Club, Costco, whatever, and drop it by some of these locations. I think that'd be really nice.
Yeah, I think that's super important.
Yeah, they're right doing now. A lot to keep the city chugging along. So good job.
Tell me something good.
Oscar Dick, your good thing.
I am going to wish a very happy birthday to my absolute smoke show of a wife, Jess. It's her birthday today.
Jess!
Hanging out. We're going to go. We have to go get her a new car because she got hit by somebody a few weeks ago.
Happy birthday, honey.
Yeah, we're spending the whole day looking for cars, but, you know, that's all right. It happens. But, yeah, no, I just wanted to wish my beautiful wife a happy birthday.
Yay!
We'll have some fun today.
Are you going to grill some cool stuff for her?
I think we're going to go eat somewhere. The whole reason I trim my beard down is because she likes it when I don't have a beard. So I decided I would meet in the middle and shave it down really short.
Yeah. I don't know if that counts,
I can't shave my beard off. I would hate not having a beard. But I did, however, trim like a solid inch and a half off my face.
It looks clean. So, looks tight.
I noticed you looked a little different.
I hate it, man. I hate it. I was in a bad mood all day yesterday, and she's like, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "I trimmed my beard for your birthday.
For your stupid birthday.
Now I'm mad about it." So, happy birthday, babe.
You love her.
That's fun.
You want to date her.
Yeah.
You married her.
Yeah. And had babies and stuff.
Had babies together.
Tell me something good.
My good thing is folks doing good by a kid by the name of Dante Franklin. He walks more than 17 miles to and from his work, 2.5 hours a day getting to and from his job at Buffalo Wild Wings. But Michael Lynn saw him one day hoofing it to work, gave him a ride, and learned more about his story. It turns out he walks that 8 miles to his job, works a shift, then walks another 8+ back. After the talk, Michael went on to Facebook and said, "Hey, we should do something." And so Kerry Collins, the administrator of the biker charity group My Riding Buddies Oklahoma, saw the post, and they have created a GoFundMe and has set up and got Dante a car.
Cool. So
they
raised
$33,000 for him.
Oh, geez.
And got him a nice car. He secured his driver's license, and now, boom.
Heck yeah.
Now we're talking.
And a little extra on the side just as a hey, thank you for being a responsible person and getting to and from work and having to hoof it all the time.
That's so awesome. So,
that's a great way to start the day is learning about people like Dante Franklin.
Good.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
The things on the top of your fridge. That was a discussion yesterday with Tasty Tuesday. We continue it next. It's Kix.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
It's us versus them. We must protect this house. Will you protect this house?
I will.
Yeah, you're going to protect your house with what's on top of your refrigerator.
All of my kids' Halloween candy.
That's still
Are
up
you
there.
Serious?
Oh, hell yeah. Whatever I didn't want to eat is still sitting up there. That's what it is.
Hilarious. So, Corey, posted this up yesterday.
Yeah, and some of these comments, it leaves me wondering how you live like this. But then again, so I was getting ready for Kicker Country Stampede, and I had to grab a strainer on the top of my... fridge, and then I thought, well, this would be a good helmet, but then I also just had like a pack of envelopes and some Rogue papers. There was like an empty shooter up there of like Fireball, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But people seem to have more normal things. Like Ron says a crock pot and Tupperware. There's actually quite a few people that have air fryers and the like on top of fridges, which
that's not crock pot. What's that other thing? The pressure cooker.
Pressure cookers. Gotcha.
Whatchamacallit.
Oh, yeah, that can do some damage.
Yeah.
Instapot, which when I bought that was not what I thought it would be.
Really?
What'd you think it was going to be?
I'm making a weed joke.
Yeah, that landed really well.
You guys were so into pots and pans.
Oh, my God. Hey, good job, Nick. Hold on. Hold on. We'll give him a...
Thank you.
Good job. Noel, good job.
Get an Instapot. Like, it's like Instapot.
Yes.
Instapot.
I see what you're saying. I don't think... Megan says egg cartons, dog treats, and an Instapot. I suppose that would help. Kelsey says empty dog bowl. A lot of people are keeping food on top of their fridges.
Well,
is that like a normal thing?
You guys, you could tell where you are in life by what's on your fridge. You know that, right?
Oh, really?
Like, JP might actually be back to being a 21-year-old now that he's not married anymore. Because there's a time frame when you're a young person, whether it be girl or guy, college. What's up there? All your bottles of liquor.
Bottles of liquor,
It's like all it is. You walk in and you're like, your liquor, all right, cabinet, there's where the vodka is. There's your bottle of Barton's because, you know, that's what you could afford in college.
Well,
you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
On middays. Oh, keep going, sorry.
I was
going
to say, and then you get older and now it's, here's my Instapot. Here's my kids' candy. Oh, look, I got a whole bunch of like paper plates
my
and stuff
emergency
up there.
Yeah, X-lax.
Like that's, yeah, that's all. That's, and then, but then JP got divorced. So now it's, He can afford the nice alcohol.
He's got like a pile of beads up there.
Yeah,
it's and a container of koozies. I got a whole
see, exactly.
basket of koozies up
JP's
there.
JP's back to being a 21-year-old, but it's you get nervous because now he's got money. So he's going to be an absolute disaster like Bieber was for about 4 years.
Him and Meg actually have quite a bit in common,
actually.
Look at JP.
He's got the tattoos, the whole nine yards going. He is Bieber, 21-year-old Bieber.
He's ready.
Maybe 18-year-old Bieber.
Ready to
one
roll.
One of the two. Yeah.
How are Meg and I alike?
Meg, on midday, she has a decorative basket filled with two bottles of Jack, Fireball shooters, my giant container of protein powder, and then napkins and paper plates.
That's out there, too.
That sounds like...
See? Meg's a 21-year-old college kid.
I know.
Just like JP. Like, that's where you're at.
That's funny.
But we all need to break into Christy's house because she has beef jerky on top of her fridge, and that is like, that's like gold.
Don't tempt us with a good time.
Ours is Oreos and Snickers. I try to stay so far away from our refrigerator at all times, man.
Linda has a mini baseball bat and David has a drill. So either we're just skipping it and going to Christie's for just the beef jerky, or if you actually want to like save your life,
defend yourself,
it would be David or Linda's house.
All right,
a lot of whiskey bottles too on top of there. There's just random stuff. I'm so proud to have asked this because I kind of always thought that on top of the fridge was either, yes, you put like your empty bottles or whatever, or you keep some extra alcohol up there, or it's just like the throwaway pile of just like random stuff.
Exactly. That's pretty cool. Well, you can share yours as well.
A mean cat.
A mean cat.
Catherine.
Bill says aluminum foil and plastic wrap, that foil can cause a painful cut.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Or at least that little blade on the aluminum foil container. That
would
come in handy, too.
Tucker has a bottle of Peach Crown, so we're going
okay,
there first.
Okay, we got to move on.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, we'll get you what's trending, what everybody's talking about this morning. We'll also get you couples therapy, sorting things out between Dan and Rebecca in just a few minutes, and you get to be judge and jury.
Come on, man.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day on Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Ooh, it's going down.
Right here on Kix 96.9.
Three.
Well, the White House COVID response team is acknowledging that the big effort to get the 4th of July vaccination goal is going to fall short.
Oh.
What was
the goal?
At least 70% of all adult Americans with at least one shot by the upcoming holiday, and not quite going to get there.
Do you know what we're at?
If I had to guess, I'd say like 45%. That's my guess.
I think it's like 55, I think.
Is it?
Oh, that's nice.
I'm shocked that it's more than half.
Didn't quite get there, but President Biden and his team are saying, hey, it's still... We're doing great, getting everybody safe. COVID numbers are down. Things are better.
Yeah.
So,
right. I mean, at least that's
it's
a start.
Feeling more normal.
Right. That's
which
for
is
sure.
good.
Yeah, that's a very good thing. So there's that.
Two.
Of course, the College World Series is going on, but also regular baseball is going on. And Coriel has an obsession with the Savannah Bananas.
Savannah Bananas. Probably haven't heard of them until recently on like ESPN or Barstool Sports. Okay. Hooks next door on ESPN Lincoln. He was talking about them too.
Yeah.
The morning hookup. So Savannah Bananas, I found them on TikTok, actually. This team knows exactly how to market themselves. Okay. And it's all about fun. They sell one ticket. It's all inclusive. The players perform choreographed dances every game to Britney Spears, Michael Jackson, Toby Keith, you name it. They play in kilts. Yes, kilts. They perform in over-the-top music videos like Old Town Road and Can't Stop the Peeling. They have a unique coaching staff, a luchador, cowboy boots, a 9-year-old, and a grandma. The owner wears a yellow tuxedo. It's just absolute utter chaos. And it's all about fun, but they also are all about changing the rules of baseball. Nick, you mentioned, didn't you say something about the tiebreaker or the extra innings?
Yeah, JP, have you heard this yet?
No.
In extra innings. So here's how they get it figured out. You have a pitcher. You have a hitter, and you have a catcher. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, and then what they do is you're either going to strike this guy out, or he hits it. And if he hits it, here's what has to happen. The pitcher has to chase after the ball and try to run this guy down before he gets home. If this guy scores, they win.
Oh my God.
Literally, it's a one-on-one showdown tiebreaker. There are no the formula for no extra innings is to literally have no extra innings.
That's so ridiculous.
There's also
It's crazy.
Every inning counts. The first team to 5 points wins the game. It's a 2-hour time limit. Literally only 2 hours. They don't start new innings after 2 hours. No stepping out of the box.
I don't that.
See, and I wouldn't like that either because I'd want to watch the chaos ensue like even longer.
Right. and I go to baseball games because I get to sit with my best friends, have beers, and eat freaking peanuts and not be home
for 3 hours. There's no stepping out.
You know what I mean? Just chilling.
No stepping out of the batter's box once an at-bat starts. No bunting. And the reason says, bunting sucks. Enough said. Batters can steal first. No walks allowed. Like, you can't walk. You just can't do that. No mound visits allowed because they want to keep it going. And if a fan couches a foul ball, it's an out. So the fans get in
on
the action.
That part's really fun.
So I don't know. If anyone wants a road trip, Willie J producing over there.
Savannah Bananas.
For Hooks. We really want to take a road trip. So everyone's invited.
All right.
One!
And speaking of road tripping, head down to the 25th annual Kicker Country Stampede. It is the biggest part of the summer.
Yee-haw!
We and a lot of people are going to be rolling out today.
Rosie from Rosie Sports Bar and Grill. Yep.
Thanks to Leach Camper Sales for hooking us up with our RVs.
And Burrish Golf Carts.
Thank you.
Question.
For the golf carts. Yes, sir.
Which is more likely to happen? You can only choose one here.
Okay.
More likely to happen.
Okay.
Coryell finds her way to the hospital because she's sick.
Again.
Or JP injures himself at some point during this trip, like by falling down, scratching his face, cutting his toes, whatever it might be, JP's going to be bleeding somewhere.
Legitimately, I'm voting JP.
I'm voting Coryell.
Okay, whatever.
Because Coryell always ends up at some point getting herself sick.
JP always
hurts himself at some. He's going to hit his head on something.
JP's going to fall asleep in the porta potty down. Again, and they're going to go to empty it and be like, there's a man in there.
Yeah, something's going to happen. Which one is more likely?
My money's on JP.
We can put up a poll on Twitter and see what people think.
Because those things both have happened every time I've been down there. So I don't know. Could the answer just be yes?
Okay, let me clarify. I went to the hospital because of an ovarian cyst. Okay.
I was in pain.
I don't want people to think I'm like 27 or whatever, my stomach Coryell, pumped.
Coryell, the other option was at some point Coryell, because of the stress of putting this thing on, is gonna cry. Like Rob's gonna make her cry at one point. And that was the other option. And I thought you didn't want that one to be busted out there. But now it is.
So. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, we know that one will happen.
At some point, our boss will make Coryell cry.
That isn't a toss-up. That's just going to happen.
It's a guarantee. All right, so we'll see you down at Kicker Country Stampede. Coryell will be live there the next couple days
on the
show.
Uh-oh.
I'm laughing too hard.
Next, with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick show.
I'm cramping up. Yes, you're making me laugh.
She's got to go to the hospital. She's got something wrong with her. It's the start.
We'll get that Twitter poll coming up in a little bit. Till then, it's a Couples Therapy Wednesday. We'll talk with Dan and Rebecca, and you get to decide their fate.
relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And the couple needing our free therapy is Dan and Rebecca. It was Dan who reached out to us, so we'll talk with him first. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate you listening to the show and being on the show. What's going on, man?
Well, it's kind of an odd situation, and I'm kind of a little embarrassed bringing it up on the radio, mind you. But
okay.
Well, here we are.
But this is like where you're at now. Like, you guys have had this argument, and it's like the only people that can fix it is JP Coriel and Husker Nick, because whatever this is, they've got someone on that show has experience with this situation, because we have a wide variety of experience around here.
This is true.
Yeah, so, okay, let me give you a little bit of a background first. Okay. My wife has been together for about 15 years, been married for 12. Okay. Love her to death. She's the most beautiful woman in the world. Okay. Sweetest woman in the world. We're at her friend's 25th anniversary renewal wedding. You know, we get back home, we're cuddling up on the couch, and she kind of, slinks into my ear. She's whispering, and next thing I know, she's, I'm a little bit embarrassed about saying this, but she starts whispering she wants to start watching kind of spicy films together.
Oh, JP, this is you. See, I knew one of us would have experience with these kind of things. Here we go. What you got?
This is not something I'm used to, you know? I'm shocked. Okay, I figured this was maybe, we just came back from a wedding. It was the open bar. But no, she's, I'm like, honey, seriously? And she starts looking at me funny. And she says, well, come on. And I'm like, it's wrong, isn't it? I mean, for a woman to ask her husband to watch them watch other people.
Okay. Wrestling? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like... She's getting all mad. I'm like, so I'll try to find a compromise. I'm like, let's watch something like, Brad Pitt film. I'll go for the Magic Mike. You got, you're Matthew McConaughey taking your shirts up. Gladiator 300, whatever.
You're trying to find a happy medium, sir. Okay, that is not going to suffice.
That's funny.
And she's getting mad at me. And I'm like, who are you talking to? She's like, what, I can't have ideas for my own? And I'm like, bother. And she's been mad at me ever since.
Okay.
Okay, so let's clear it up a little bit.
Should we bring Rebecca in?
Well, so I guess I don't totally understand. I just want to make sure. Okay. So you don't agree that you two should watch spicy videos together like she's requested. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's not natural.
Okay. Well, we'll bring in Rebecca.
Good morning, Rebecca. You there?
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes,
Hi.
So,
hi.
Let's get your side of things.
Yeah, what's your side?
Well, I kind of want to try something new, with him. Yes. And, I'm kind of tired of watching them by myself.
What?
Oh, yeah, by the way, your husband's on the line.
Yeah.
Well, she knows. She knows.
I know. I'm just letting her know because she's going to hear what you say.
Well, I've been watching them for a while now. But not all the time, just every now and then. And I think it's actually helped our wrestling matches. And I kind of wanted to see if we could watch them together. I don't think there's anything weird about it.
You've been watching these by yourself, honey?
Yeah, not all the time, babe. Just every now and then.
What do you mean every now and then?
Oh, come on. Don't act like you've never watched any of these spicy movies yourself.
Whoa. Hold on for a second. You're watching this stuff alone. You're watching other guys with women.
Dan, okay? You watch other women with guys.
Asking me to watch other people. What?
So this is so awkward.
This is super awkward. All right,
Dan, hold on, Dan. But to be fair, these can also be educational. Like, for example,
educational.
For example, How is she supposed to know that the plumber's making moves on her if she hasn't watched one of these shows to see the maneuvers that these people are trying to pull here to you know, hit on your wife?
Be careful. Like, she'd be like, when you're doing laundry.
Whoa, I've seen this before,
watch the dryer.
Buddy. Yeah, like what?
For the pizza delivery guy?
Easy, pal. Oh, yeah.
So, now I'm going to be watching everyone that comes to my door, but, you know...
The UPS guy, the FedEx
guy. You've been watching these by yourself, and how's
easy
that been
there,
helping
grocery store delivery guy.
Well, remember about a month ago during our wrestling match, and there was something new I tried, and you really enjoyed it.
Okay.
All right.
Do you think I just pulled
this
that
is
out
getting
of my...
way too
somehow, somehow you guys have, like, made me think, wow, I really wish, this is so awkward, I wish JP would say something. Like, that's how awkward this has gotten. Right, well, like, that's where I'm at right now.
So, how do we present
hold
this
on.
To our people?
So, Rebecca, so clearly you feel that...
You don't have a problem with
watching
it.
The spicy videos in and of itself, it's alone okay. or together is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, everything in moderation, right? It's not like I'm locking myself in the bathroom at night to watch these things, you know? Like,
okay.
That's true.
Oh boy,
this is super awkward. And I just think it would be fun if the two of us watch one together and, like, who knows, maybe get a little role play.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So
Rebecca's perfectly, yeah, she's.
So Team Rebecca, team this Rebecca. Is perfectly fine and natural.
Right.
Go Man. For it.
Yeah.
Or team Dan.
Oh, hell no.
This is strange. Absolutely not.
All right, so let's put it to the people. You know. See what they say.
Coming up next.
Yo! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, so we sorted all of that out. Now it's on you. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Are you Team Rebecca? It's perfectly fine to watch the spicy videos. Or Team...
Together.
Yeah. Team
No,
Dan,
I think just
no.
in general.
Or just in general, I guess.
In general.
Yeah.
It's perfectly normal to watch... these spicy movies, or Team Dan, nope, not a fan.
Yeah.
466-9696, you can also call in as well to be a part of Couples Therapy. It's a fairly awkward couple therapy to start things off. So today, Rebecca wants her and her husband to watch some spicy videos. She thinks it's perfectly fine. So Team Rebecca, it's natural and normal. Go for it. Team Dan, it's awkward. Absolutely not.
This is like, she's one of those people that's in it for the plot. And it's like...
She's in it for the story.
Just like how, like, people, like, eat at Hooters for the wings.
It's like people who used to buy Playboys for the articles. Uh-huh. You know? Like the same idea.
That's kind of the
exact same deal.
Same thing.
Yeah,
all right. Hi, Kix, what side are you on?
Hi, I'm on Team Rebecca's side.
Okay, why?
Why? It's because you have to be open-minded. I know that it might be a little sketchy at times, and the might feel that way, but there's no harm in trying it, giving a shot, and then talking about how it goes and going from there.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
We were in Mexico on our honeymoon, and you know when you go to, like, those resorts, you go to resorts in Mexico, they've got the spice channel, like the spicy channels on their TV, right? It's always just running. I don't know. Apparently, like, hey, this is normal when you go down there. So we ordered one night at, like, 1 in the morning. We ordered an entire cart of food because it was an all-inclusive place.
Oh, absolutely.
I ordered, like, everything they had. This poor guy comes up to the room, knocks on the door, and I go, Jess, watch this. And I turn on that channel and crank it as loud as I can. And I'm like, bro, just bring the food in, man. It's all good. Just bring it in.
Man, it's super
so he wheels it into the room, and he looks, and my wife is just, like, hiding under the covers, which made it even more embarrassing,
which worked
actually.
Even worse, I'm sure.
Yeah. So then the next day, we're down at the pool, and this dude's now passing out towels, and he just walks up. Looks at her, looks at me, starts laughing, and every time we saw him in that resort, man, he just had this giant smile on his face.
Did he give you extra towels?
Oh, dude, yeah, right? It was pretty crazy.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so, you know, you gotta have humor when it comes to some of this
it's
stuff.
It's so funny. Okay.
My poor wife was so, I think that day, she was like, is it, it's the honeymoon, and this is already happening?
She's like is there any way to pedal back here? Or?
I know. What's the return policy?
Nick, that doesn't surprise me at all.
We'll get back to the phones, 466-9696, or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. Are you Team Rebecca? It's natural and normal. Go for it. Or Team Dan? It's awkward. Absolutely not. when it comes to spicy videos.
A lot of votes for Rebecca so far.
All right.
God, you love to see
up.
It.
466-9696 to play.
Get up, y'all.
This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
It's a couple therapy Wednesday with Dan and Rebecca and involving adult videos, spicy videos, if you will.
Spicy vids.
JP, what were those movies you liked that you used to go to the theater to watch? What are they called?
50 Shades of Grey movies.
That's the one.
Oh, ew.
Ew.
Sorry, I hated those movies.
It's fine. You don't have to lie.
I mean, some parts of it, of course, I liked, but I just there were so many parts of it that I was like, this is the worst.
And we're picking a side between Rebecca, who thinks it's absolutely natural and normal, go for it, watch the spicy videos. It can help with the relationship. Mm. Dan, it's awkward, no.
It's awkward, no.
What
absolutely
are the,
not.
What are the responses we've gotten so far on Facebook?
Well, it's continued to be a lot for Rebecca. A lot of votes for Rebecca. Let's see. Team Rebecca for the win, hands down, from Dave. Simon says, Team Rebecca, Dan needs to grow up.
Ooh.
And Anne says, Team Rebecca, it's normal. And if it's not, then I need to hide my Google history. So that's amazing.
That's really funny.
Lee also says, Dan doesn't deserve Rebecca.
I Kix, what side are you on?
No, Team Becca, of course.
Really?
Yeah, why?
Natural.
Natural? Okay.
And on top of that, I just wanted to say, I mean, a lot of these guys out there will watch it by themselves or even with their buddies. So I think it's really cool that she just wants to watch with her husband.
All right. Thank you very much.
Ashley did comment on Facebook KX969 on Dan's behalf. Dan sounds like a man with morals and values who has no interest in being attracted to anything other than his wife. Good for him. Mm. Team Dan.
Lip Gloss and Hot Sauce on Twitter says, Team Rebecca, 120%. Spicy date night is so much fun. Doesn't have to be all the time. It's a good, healthy way to explore other interests together. Embrace it, Dan. You might enjoy the results.
I'm nervous for Jackson because you guys are about to go to Stampede.
Hold on, can I? Yeah. I'm nervous for him, too. Lip Gloss and Hot Sauce. Can we also please talk about the emojis that are at the end of that, too?
Or have people just go look at them. So.
The peach emoji. Banana.
We also got a message from...
Coconut.
We also got a message from Aaron Adams that said, Nick brought up the plumber earlier. Pretty sure he just admitted that it wasn't his son that accidentally rented those videos for 3 minutes.
That's right. That's right.
No. That's oh, Aaron's the MVP already of today.
Okay. Uh-oh. Why is that?
Because that's funny.
Yeah, no, it's funny. Okay. Well,
what? Do you not think that's
funny? No, I thought you were going to bring up a different Aaron. I'm sorry.
No, the Aaron that you just read.
So it looks like, like what? A majority of the people are saying Team Rebecca.
That you know what this tells me? You know what this tells me definitively out of this? And Rebecca, and is it Dan, right?
Dan.
Rebecca, Dan, you guys are going to figure this out. You saw how the people have spoke. What this tells me definitively, we have got a bunch of freak leaks that listen to this show.
Who would have thought?
That's what this definitively tells me.
Is that what it tells you?
Okay, so...
So, Dan, now finding out that a lot of people are on your wife's side with all this, what are you thinking?
Okay, I just don't want it to get weird. There's a lot of weird movies out there. I don't want it to lead to, like, next step, you know, watching, you know, her friends who just got married, you know, bringing them over and watching them in the living room.
Okay.
What? I don't think it's going to
well, you know,
evolve into that.
It's a little intimidating, too. I just, if it's, you know, okay, I'm listening to the people. Maybe I should have a little bit more of an open mind.
Okay, so would you be, so do you think you might maybe once just dip the toe in the water? Maybe have a team spicy video night with you and Rebecca?
If she starts off with something a little subtle, maybe, yeah.
You know I'll work something out.
All right, well, you guys seem like a lot of fun. So we'll let you go.
You now discuss this privately.
Yeah, yeah.
And not on air.
And not make this any more awkward than we have to.
But I will be honest with you, Dan. If anything involves corn cobs immediately off the bat, I think you just shut it down.
Get out of there. Yeah, Oklahoma, as loud as you can.
Oklahoma's a safe word.
Oklahoma!
Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, Dan, thanks for reaching out. Rebecca, thanks for being on the show. You guys have fun, and thanks for being a part
of the
show.
Have fun.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
So funny. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys challenging us every day on this show.
Wake up. Wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
I quit. I quit.
Take this job and shove it.
So, it's been up there for a couple days, and there's been some great responses to the McDonald's drive-through speaker box.
I'm very proud of people.
That the person working in the cashier register at window number one at the McDonald's.
I think it was in Illinois, maybe?
Yeah, in Illinois. Put up a sign, a piece of paper. Because, you know, I mean, you go up to the McDonald's every once in a while, they'll be like, hey, I'm sorry, our ice cream machine is broken. We're sorry for the inconvenience.
Sometimes you mean always.
Yeah. Well, this one said, we are closed because I am quitting and I hate this job.
And it's nice. Computer paper, size like maybe 72 font. Pretty unmistakable, very cut and dry.
Yeah, you just out.
Yeah, so we wanted to know what the wildest way you've quit was.
Have
or
you guys
or
ever,
stories that you've witnessed.
You guys ever quit a job in a fashion like this?
I have not, no.
I have not, but I've had a friend who took all of the coupon. I can't remember what food joint it was, but they had a coupon for like buy one, get one stuff or whatever. It was like some pizza place. And she quit by literally walking in 30 minutes into her shift and was like, I'm just so done with this place. I'm not working here anymore. And they were like, what? And she had already grabbed the stack of coupons and just walked back out.
I was working at a gym here in town. I'm not going to say which one.
Okay.
But I was working at a gym. This is about probably like, I don't even know, probably 15 years ago. I'm working at this gym, and this old guy, earlier in the day, the owner, who's an absolute jerk, comes in and just is like screaming at everybody, you're not selling enough like subscriptions to get people to work out here, all this stuff. Just screaming at people, berating us, all this stuff. Well, I'm standing there with him, and this old guy was on an elliptical, and he was probably 80, and he wasn't wearing Depends, and he just he had an emergency,
okay.
And he shuffled his way to the bathroom, and there was a trail of mud all the way down whole thing. And I just looked at the owner, and the owner's like, get after it, and he called me a name. I just handed him the mop, and I said, I quit. Good
Bye.
Luck with that.
Yeah, that's valid.
And I just walked out.
Yes,
that was my
Nick.
last moment. But I just handed him the mop, and I was like, I quit. See ya. Mm-hmm. Have a good time. Good luck to you. Like, I'm just done. I'm done.
God, I bet it feels so liberating.
Oh, it was awesome. I walked out to my car, and I was so happy.
I mean, there's negative, obviously, sometimes this can negatively impact your future employment. But,
hey,
share the stories. I like Courtney's. Courtney says, when my husband worked at Apple, he knew someone who set all the floor computers to play Johnny Paychecks, Take This Job and Shove It, which you just heard JP intro with. That guy did it at the end of his shift, which was actually pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
We mentioned this yesterday, but Charlotte had a friend who worked at Subway and gave away everything for free. Whoever came in and ordered on the last day this guy worked, he didn't charge them. Told them was on the house and have a great day.
Oh, I wish I was in line.
Right? For all the free?
My friend Kristen commented, actually, and she said, poolside in Vegas, drink in hand. Texted, I'm not coming back when I get home from Vegas. It was glorious.
Wow.
So savage.
At the railroad, we had this engineer, and if you pull past the lights, you know, you see all the lights out there. Mm-hmm. If one's red and you pull past it, it's like a major infraction. And if you got job insurance, so you'll get, quote, fired, but you'll just be off for like 4 months or something. This guy sent me and this other coworker in to go get, he's like, hey, you know, I need you to go inside. He said, we're out of toilet paper on the train. Go get some toilet paper, both of you. So we go walking off. I come back out. There's all these cars and flashing lights. He had pulled the train, the nose of the train up about a foot past the light. And he was planning on quitting, but instead he realized, I'll just pull barely past this and get 4 months paid off before I quit. And then how he walked. He had the biggest grin on his face as he was walking out
of
there.
That's brilliant.
Cheating the system.
Yeah, I was like, what? What?
Wow.
You know, I like the quitting on a dime, quitting on the notice and stuff like that, but definitely they have a point here. John says, hey, at least they put up a sign.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a valid point. So you can tell your I Quit stories on Facebook, KX969, if you want to be a part of it.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We get a follow-up to the billion-dollar bank raid. That and more coming.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
So we told you yesterday about Julia Yonkowski finding a bank balance of almost $1 billion when she tried to get 20 bucks out from an ATM. Her balance was messed up, and Chase Bank has cleared up with the mystery of how it happened. And it actually was on purpose, apparently. So
that's literally her money?
Chase Bank says Julia's balance was negative $999,985,855.94. And explained it's a fraud prevention method used to freeze an account.
What?
She had a joint account with her late husband, and it was flagged when she attempted to use it. Oh. So I guess Chase says people have to turn in proper documentation when one of the holders of the joint account dies to avoid the same problem. So this was something they did on purpose.
They made her a billionaire?
That made her a billionaire for a little while.
But I thought it made her a negative billionaire. Didn't you say she was negative?
Her balance was negative.
So that did not make her a billionaire. That made her screwed.
Like Chase Bank had $999 billion and put it in her account so she wouldn't go negative $999 billion. Which is super weird to me.
I still don't understand.
I don't either. It's just, it's, but this is apparently something that they do. So
someone was using, so
just in case someone is going to rob, yeah, they're going to rob you blind. So what they do is they say, you know what? Let's put as much money in there as we can.
Right.
So that way they can just grab whatever.
I guess.
I just truly do not understand that.
No, I don't either. It's just...
Is that to, like, detour whoever else was on the account? Did you say the husband passed away?
The husband did. Husband passed away.
Okay, so they put that on there to detour...
No, it's smart.
Hackers from taking more money out?
Yeah, you put a lot of money in there, so there's a ton to take. So that way they won't take it. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, I don't understand that. That makes no.
No. I do the same thing with my kids. When I don't want them to take candy out of their candy jar, I stuff this candy jar full of candy. And then I'm like, now you won't do it.
Yeah,
too much candy.
Because that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Like that just doesn't. I need Such somebody weird... to explain this to us. Like, why? How that
It'd
works.
It'd be like if someone was like, hey, Husker Nick, I don't want you drinking beer out of the beer fridge, so we're going to fill that beer fridge completely full of beer. So that you won't...
Don't touch it.
You will look at that and go, that's just too much beer for me to take.
I can't drink this.
It looks so pretty. I don't want to ruin it.
Now, there's so much beer in here, I refuse to take any.
I think... Hi, Kix, good morning on the air. Don't curse. You have an answer to this question? Hello?
Hello?
No. All right.
No.
They don't. They just
she's hoping for that beer fridge.
They just wanted us to hear the road in the background.
In the background of the road. So,
no, I think that's what happens.
That is just the weirdest dang story.
I mean, I guess I could maybe assume maybe it's because they'd think, okay, this guy passed away, and then maybe somehow the account is a little more vulnerable, so maybe they made it look like she was heavily in debt, like this is insane, so that hackers wouldn't hack it and
right
take
now,
money that wasn't there, but like
right.
That sucks. I don't understand.
Right now Coriel's boyfriend Jackson is thinking to himself, how can I keep Coriel from just molesting me all weekend? I know I will not wear a shirt the entire time I'm around her.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Exactly.
And I am gonna look extra adorable.
Let that chest hair grow out.
Yeah, and then she'll be like, oh, that's too much.
It's too nice to look at. I can't ruin this. Good thing.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
If you know the answer to why that would happen, you can let us know.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
We're going to be heading down to Kicker Country Stampede here after the show. And we'll be live from down there the next couple days.
Ooh, I'm getting so excited.
Super excited. If you want to join us, there's campsites and general admission daily tickets available, kckx.com for that.
And we said this earlier in the show, like way earlier. If you need us to convince your employer to let you take work off on the whim, we will do our best.
We'll do a doctor's note for you.
Our words hold no weight.
Right.
We most likely will not get you out of work.
Their boss could be a huge fan of our show.
And but maybe, like, yeah.
Let's do it.
We'll give them a shout out. How about that? We'll bribe you. We will give your boss a big shout out if they let you
leave
work and come to Country Stampede with us.
All right, so a stampede of a different kind happened on Tuesday as a herd of cows decided they weren't going to end up on the grill.
Did they bust out of there?
We had an escape from a slaughterhouse.
No! God, the word slaughter, it's so aggressive.
But that's what
I mean, I know that's what it is.
And they made a run for it through Pico Rivera, California. So 34 cows booked it through this neighborhood in Pico Rivera, California, as they were escaping. They trampled yards and bushes and just took off.
You know, I really don't blame them. They seized an opportunity.
Right. It's an escape.
And I feel like there are so many cows in the United States, well, in the world, but there's so many cows. There was bound to be an uprising at some point in time.
Yeah, and it happened in Pico Rivera, California.
And it started in California.
Deputies and wranglers were able to pin the cows into a cul-de-sac and corralled them for about a couple hours so they could get trailers there to get them loaded up.
That sounds like the worst way to spend your day.
Like, it's the roundup, like from City Slickers. Literally or the something, roundup. But through the city.
I mean, I know some people, that's their skill set. That is their expertise. That comes with the job title.
Right.
But I'll be honest, there's no job in my brain that's worth it where you have to corral that many animals.
Can you imagine?
In a cul-de-sac in the heat, I can only assume.
Yeah, California.
For hours on end.
Can you imagine? You're coming home from work and you get close to your neighborhood. All of a sudden you see a bunch of cop cars. You're like, what's going on? Was somebody hurt? Was there a murder? What happened? No, there's a bunch of cows in our
cul-de-sac.
There's
a bunch of rogue beef and
there's Bessie's currently standing in my flower garden. Trampling all over.
Nomming away.
Like, man.
That makes me think of a couple years ago, there was a blizzard, shocking, in like central Nebraska by Donovan, I think.
Okay.
And I remember there was that viral video for a while here in the state of someone going to work when it was still pitch black out. And it was like, it already looked so hard to see the road with the snow, big thick snowflakes. It looked like a time machine. And then, thankfully, they were out of crawl because the snow must have, like, weighed down a fence line or something because there was just cattle down the entire highway, and they were just taking their sweet time.
That's hilarious.
But it was pitch black. You couldn't see it until they were right up on them.
Right.
Golly.
Wow. All right, so there you go.
Come on, man. Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On Kix 96.9.
All over 40. I gotta get out of here pronto. I got a stage 5 clinger.
I need more time.
Did you hear what I just said to you? Stage 5 virgin clinger. Let's go. I'm gonna start the car. I'm serious. Let's go.
That is from the movie Wedding Crashers, which Owen Wilson was rumored to be doing Wedding Crashers 2, getting that set up to happen, but that it fell through.
Oh no. But I think it already transpired according to this story.
Oh really? Okay. What do you got?
Yeah. Two Wedding Crashers. Getting totally pummeled after trying to steal beer and punching the groom.
Wait, what?
In Ohio. So a 29-year-old guy named Justin, 22-year-old guy named William showed up uninvited to a wedding in Ohio. They tried to walk off with a case of beer. So the groom tried to stop him. But William, the 22-year-old, of course the younger of the two, started swinging.
Seriously.
He landed at least one punch on the groom. Then Justin, the 29-year-old that also attended uninvited, jumped in to help until a bunch of wedding guests broke it up. So, first of all, you show up uninvited as is. That's already, like, technically a no-no. But the rule number one, right, isn't that like you don't draw attention to yourself?
Right, don't draw attention to yourself. Blend in like you're a long-lost cousin, yes, or something.
The two, thankfully, the two idiots that wedding crashed in the worst way possible, it sounds like they got the worst of it, though, because Justin, the older of the two, got cut on some broken beer bottles. And I'm gonna have to direct you to JP. Did you follow the link?
Not yet. No.
Okay.
There's a link
in the prep sheet.
The bug shots. Oh, wow. Oh my goodness. What happened to his face?
And then the one, the young one that started it all, that swung first,
he got jacked.
He has a serious black eye.
Where did his eye? He looks like a cartoon character.
Completely swollen shut. It doesn't even look real. That looks like something like a prosthetics team would do behind the scenes for like a
movie,
like Rocky the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
This guy got gassed. Oh my God. And obviously you deserve it. You punched the groom.
Oh, yeah. Don't
and
do
you came
that.
Up, you showed up uninvited. Like, stop. But of course, the reception was like at a county fairgrounds. There was
county fairgrounds?
Yes, there was a nearby horse show.
Oh man.
So they probably leaked over from that. It just sounds like something that we've all attended at least once or twice or a dozen times.
Oh my God.
So just a public service announcement for your wedding, your summer wedding season. If you show up uninvited,
you're gonna
number
get jacked
one,
in the face.
Don't steal the beer. Steal the beer on the way that you get the free keg beer, you know?
Right, just go and get a glass at a time.
Don't run off with the free cases or with the cases. They aren't free. The koozies are free.
Yeah, koozies are.
And don't punch the groom.
No, what the hell?
Also, just don't do it to begin with, really, unless you're really there to just like add some zest to the thing. If you're going to be like a nuisance. It's like, just hang out in the parking lot and drink beer in your truck.
Just be smart about your crashes.
Hang out at the local Subway, the one Subway in your town.
Get the mints. Get the cake. Do that stuff. But
take a pocket full of the Chex Mix for kids or the Goldfish for kids, you know?
There you go.
That's harmless.
Some
beer,
good advice.
Come on.
With wedding season. Our one big thing is us taking off for Kicker Country Stampede, the 25th anniversary.
On the road again.
Going to Topeka, Kansas for the big
shenanigans. Kicker Country Stampede.
So if you're going to join us, definitely come find us. We're going to be in Rustic Camping.
Yeah, Rustic Camping 4.
Okay, that's our area.
And we'll be camping with Rosie.
Yes.
Rosie's Sports Bar and Grill.
This is awesome.
Leach Camper Sales got us hooked up with the RVs.
Mm-hmm.
Burrish got us hooked up with the golf carts, too, because they know, although we love to work out and do cardio.
Oh, and yeah, I'm looking at the map.
We don't want to walk.
I'm glad that we've got the Burrish golf carts, because that's a jaunt.
Well, and that's not to say that it's like absolutely miserable, of course,
no.
But you know you plan ahead. You know you will be hoofing it. You know you'll be walking.
They do have really cool transportation for the folks that are going to be there, camping to get to the festival space and back.
Oh, is there like a shuttle thing?
There is shuttles.
Okay, and then usually there's those little like rickshaws and bike cart things too.
Yeah.
Are working independently there. But we go back and forth from like one end of the festival to the other like quite a bit. Doing radio junk.
So
we definitely need the golf carts.
Yep. So therefore, again, thank you to Rosie's, thank you to Burrish, thank you to Leach. They're going to be hooking us up throughout the whole thing. We'll be checking in tomorrow. Coriel and I will be down there live. Husker Nick will be back here with our friend Will, taking care of things on the show the next couple days, and we'll have all kinds of crazy stuff.
And because we're friends, I want to tell you that there are 6-pound bags of ice for a dollar at the Dollar Tree at 70th and Adams. I found it yesterday and I was like, people need to know.
Right. They must know about this.
Yeah. So if you need last minute ice,
That's
kind of a cool spot.
So you're going to join us. Get your, if you haven't yet, get your tickets and campsites for Country Stampede on our website at kzkx.com. You can even do individual days and go in if you want to do that as well. Just come down for the day and then take off, whatever you want to do. We'll be down there live.
I don't know who needs to hear this too, but bring your portable phone chargers if you have any of them.
Yeah.
I promise you, you'll use them.
For certain.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Country mornings are the best.
Yeah. Wake up in the morning.